eine Beantwortung. There were these people who didn't know the language of people around them. Also, Kameda Rabba. They came in front of Rabba. Uki Rabba Torguman Bineh. Rabba put a Torguman between them, someone to translate. Asks the Gemara, "Behefi of it hachi?" But how could they have done it? But then we learn Shloitei Sanhedrin Shemas Mipi Torguman, that the Sanhedrin shouldn't hear what they say from the Torguman. How could that have been done? Gemara answers, "Rava made to have a yodi ma'ad to have ahmi, but duro would the loy have a yodi." Like with many of you guys in Hebrew, right? You understand what the fellow is saying. You don't know how to say it back. So Rav understood what they were saying, but he couldn't respond. So therefore, it isn't the problem. Pia Torgma, the Torgma was just saying over for him what was necessary and not the opposite. It says, Rashi Luazi Bala Loshan Aferes Sheina Dayon Makirin. Rashi is not clear exactly what the subject is. Who are we talking about? What type of people are we talking about? When you read the Gemara, who are these Luazi in our case? How would you describe what these Luazi are? What? The Aiden. You would describe them as Aiden. Take a look at the back. Nirabeinai, like Mordechai Yaakov had said, Hani Luazi Aiden Havimidak, Shinla Rav Masnisi. Abu the Rambam, the Perikla Falakilta said, then Mash Luzi Bali Dinam. When the Rambam is Mashman, these are Bali Dinam. Don't mind if you pass me a Rambam. Let's look up that Rambam. When the Rambam is Mashman, that what we're talking about, thank you very much. The Rambam is Mashman, that we're talking about is the Bali Dinam themselves. Rambam Perek Chafalaf Halachah Ches, I believe the Rambam is. Chafalaf Ches. Lo yiyeh hadayim shomea mipi haTorgman. Elam kein oyim makir loshen balei dinin. V'shomea tanoseihem. V'me'ein o moyer v'lashonim v'lashim lehem. Yabol haTorgman lo dios v'psak hadin. So Rambam is beautiful. What the Rambam describes is that number one is the Bali Dinim. And he's beautiful in the sense that he incorporates Rava's phenomenon, and he says, but he could put up a Torgamon in order to respond to them. Although it's interesting, the Rambam says, Lohodia osam psak adin, so that the Bali Dinim will understand the psak din. So the Rambam learns our sugya that the problem is not the Edim, but the problem is the Balei Dinim. That's how the Rambam understands it. That's where there would be a requirement of Mipiyah HaTorgman even for the Balei Dinim. The core for this in the Sifri is in Parsha Shoftim. To Sifri, the Darshan's Velomi Piyat Torgamon. If I'm not mistaken, let's take a look. Al Pishnai made him, or Al Pishlo Shaydim. The pasuk in Parsha Shoftim says, so Chazal Darshan lo al pi ksavam velo al pi meturgma. Now the Rashi I put on the Maran Mikomos, Rashi al Torah says mipi ksavam, that the Edom are not allowed, says al pi, that the Edom are not allowed to send their testimony into court. That's how Rashi describes it. Edom are not allowed to send it into court. But here, the Sifri adds, v'lo mipi haTorgamon. Now, according to the Sifri, do we at all see any makor for the Rambam's understanding of our sugya, Rabbosai? No, the pasuk here is talking about what? It's talking about the Edom. It's not talking about the Bali Dinam at all. Let's take a look at the Muki Yosef. How does the Muki Yosef explain the problem of Piatur? The one? Al Pishnaim on the Mishnah. Al Pishnaim, Yokum Klomer Shi Adabra Kulo, Shehua Edus Vasra, Kom Al Pishnaim Eid. Dover Achar mi Pia Turgamon, Shema Yachlif Ha Turgamon Bil Lashon Edus. We're going to get back to this Nebuki Yosef. Nebuki Yosef says that this Pipi Turgamon, the reason why it's problematic to get it through a Turgamon is because we're afraid that the Turgamon is going to change the Lashon Edus. We're concerned. Va'od, Kishi Yishmu Hei mi Pia Edim, Yitachin Lam Machter Olsam Yosef. Also says in the Muki Yosef, if it's done directly from the Edom, if the Dayanim are able to understand the Edom, then they're able to question them more. Think about it. If you could interrogate somebody a lot better if it's in the same language versus in a different language. Okay, so he gives two problems, Mipiat Turgamon, and clearly, according to the Muki Yosef, the subject over here is the Edom, correct? Continue, let's continue the Muki Yosef. Luazi Loshan Alogim, Loshan Amloes. Yoda Maida Hava Ami, Mavin Oyulashona, Umechamin Tona Seyem. They would understand their language and direct their arguments. Avaloyem Moyer Beloshan, but they weren't clear, Rav wasn't clear in the language. Kidei Lashimu Lahamid Melitz Lahashim Lahem. Masherava Choker Osam. So does the Muki Yosef learn like the Bach, or does he learn like the Rambam? He learns like the Bach. He says that we're talking about is the Edom, and what the Muki Yosef does do is he also gives us two reasons of the problem of Mipiat Torgamon. What exactly is the psul of Mipiat Torgamon? Either the problem of Mipiat Torgamon is that we're not going to be able to interrogate them properly. That was reason number two. And reason number one is, how do we know that the Turgamon is not telling the truth? Maybe the Turgamon is not even going to be giving the correct information as such. I saw a fascinating nafkamina. There is a beautiful shtickle Torah over here from Rav Zsolti. Everybody should know who Rav Zsolti is. The Mishnas Yavetz. Rav Zsolti was the second to last Rav of Yerushalayim. There hasn't been a Rav since Rav Yitzchak Kolitz. Baruch Hashem, at least there's a Rav of the old city. But that's in itself an amazing feat. That's the goddess of Nemetzal that everybody could agree is Nemetzal as being the Rav. But there hasn't been, for the last 10-15 years, a Rav in Yerushalayim. The last Rav was Rav Yitzchak Kolitz. And the Rav before him was Rav Zsolti, Rav Yaakov Moshe Zsolti, if I'm not mistaken. Rav Zsolti was a Talmud Chacham Otzum, a brilliant darshan and a brilliant mefarish. I believe he was the successor after Tzvi Pesach Frank. I believe he was. His svarim are very, very beautiful. In fact, if someone is looking for an Eretz Yisrael version of this closest style of chiddush as Rav Soloveitchik, Zsolti has that style of chiddush. Anyhow, it's a beautiful sefer, particularly on Yom Tovim time. He has on Yom Tov. He has three volumes. Yoredeach, Rosh Mishpat, and Arachayim. And he has a lot on Arachayim, beautiful, beautiful sugyas. It's kedai, if you're doing a fun sugya, it's kedai to look up in the Mishnah Siyavetz to take a look at that if he discussed it. Because he always has a fascinating angle. Sometimes you can disagree, but he has a, Rav Zsolti always has a beautiful take on things. So Rav Zsolti points out a nice nafkamina between these two pshatim and the Muki Yosef. Can anybody think of a nafkamina? We have two pshatim and the Muki Yosef. One is Mipiat Torgamon. either, what's the psul mipi haTorah? Either the psul mipi haTorah is that we're not afraid, that we're afraid that Torgamon's going to adjust it, or that they're not going to be able to interrogate.
So can anybody think of an afkamina? Yes, Eitan? Oh, because he won't understand the Dayan. He won't understand the Dayan. What do you mean? Right. Okay, so the Gemara. But then
the Gemara won't be changing anything, but the second one, he wouldn't be able to operate.
Because, that's what I'm saying, because he won't be able to ask them questions. He won't be able to ask them questions.
Okay, good. I like Eitan's nafkamina. Eitan has a nice nafkamina, although it's a little bit
against the end of the Rabbi Yosef, but later on he brings in the...
Our Gemara.
He brings that in later on. He says, so if that was a nafkamina between the two, then how could Rabbah put the guy in between them?
Right. I agree. The Hemshech of the Muki Yosef doesn't seem to say that, because if that would be so then it sounds like that Rava was okay with putting the Torgamon in just because he understood that. If you were right, so then he shouldn't have put the Torgamon in. So it sounds like that...
the last line of it, he says, Master Rava Fokros. Rava was able to do it.
Right, so it's not like
if Rava clearly had a better understanding of the Islamic person who doesn't know how to speak back, Rava was able to be focused.
No, behem in Melitz. The Hashiv Lohem, Masha Rava Focus.
Rava himself was able to focus.
No, it's not Masha that way. It's Masha that he needed the Melitz to be focused. It's Masha that needed the Melitz to be focused.
No, what they were responding to Rava's Takiras.
No, we say that Rava understood them. That's what Gemara says. Rava understood them, but Rava couldn't speak the language. But Rava understood the language. So it's mashma that even for Hakira it would be enough as long as Rava heard their words. The reason why the Muki Yosef is not going to go with your nafkamina Eitan is because he's assuming the most important thing is that the Dayan be able to understand their words. Once the Dayan is able to understand their words, so then that's going to be...
It's not Masha what the Muki Yosef is saying. I don't know if that's the Pashas of Gemara. The Muki Yosef is seeming to say that Rava was understanding. That the Melech should translate Rava's words to them. Masha Rava Fokeros. Rava would bring us a Kira. He would have a Melech translate to them what Rava was saying. That's seemingly the way the Muki Yosef understood the case of the Gemara.
Which is not the way, the postures of the Gemara itself.
But according to that, I think that's not the why he says to Rava Fokeros. Rava was Fokeros.
I hear what you're saying also, but then we're really stuck in the Gemara.
Isn't that what a translator is?
You speak of the Just one second. So you're taking us into another problem, Oren, and that is, how did the Muki Yosef read the Gemara? To respond to them, or in like this, he wasn't fluent in the language. How do you translate kidei lahashivam?
To respond to them.
Correct. And he put a melitz
to respond to what they were.
To respond to what they're saying, Masha Rava Choker Osam, to what Rava was asking them. Okay, so over here we've got this interpreter that's responding to Rava, to the Eidim. Okay, so if we're going to say, that the problem of Mikuya Torgamon is that the Meturgamon doesn't have the ability to do Chakira, right? And Eitan wanted to suggest that the Nafkamina is going to be what? The Nafkamina is going to be the case of Rava. That there, he assumed, Eitan assumed, that in such a case, then Since Rav understood, then there's not going to be a problem of Shema Yachlif HaTurgamon. But in regards to Lachgar Osam Yoser, then that's still going to be a problem. We see from the Gemara that the Gemara is not worried about that problem. That's what Aaron's pointing out. That according to the Muki Yosef, it's not going to be a psulim in Piatur Gemara. There, I'll tell you the Nafkamina Rav Zsolti gives. Rav Zsolti gives an interesting Nafkamina. Rav Zsolti's Nafkamina is, what would be in regards to if you have two or three Maturgamon, who are all Kasher L'Edus. So then in such a case, there's no reason to be Choshesh, if all of them translate the same way, so there's no reason to be Choshesh, yet Shem Yachlif HaTurgamon, he wants to tighten. By regards to being able to do the Chakira properly, so then in such a case, you're still going to have the difficulty. That's what he wants to suggest as an afternoon. Either way, according to the Muki Yosef, it's clear that the Muki Yosef is understanding the issue of Mipia Turgamon as being an issue of Birur Divrei Ha'edim, and our Gemara, he's going to have to learn, like whom? Like the Bat's understanding, and not like the Rambam's understanding. So, let's take a look, of course, that we saw that there are two deities in the Ritva in this regard. Let's take a look at the Ritva. Shalotei Sanhedrin Shanas Mipiat Torgimah Yei Shomrim the Abagav the Maislam and the Tzvit Mikra the Tzvit Be'edim to who Adin Lebali Din to Uvda the Haniluazi Dermin Asil Kvedi Rova Dosil Dina Mashma Befein Das Rabbeinu Meir Halev. So Ritva makes a very, very important point, and I think every person has to internalize this. What's the simple reading of our? We mentioned Machlok is Bach Rambam, the Muki Yosef is closer to the Bach, and it's clear that the way that Muki Yosef understood the problem of Mipiat Torgamon in general, that problem of Mipiat Torgamon only makes sense in regards to Edim. But Rav Osai, if you had to choose the pshat in the Gemara, how would you have learned the Gemara? How would you have explained the Gemara? You would explain it like the Bach or like the Muki Yosef? Yes, A.B.?
When Aviyom was helping me, as he said, there's a key word. When the Gemara says De'asu, as opposed to De'asu, meaning things like that could be mashma that everything is Bali Dinin.
L'chura is the Bali Dinin. De'asu l'kameh de'rava. In general, the Gemara uses the description, and that's even in the Psukim, that the Dayanim call to the Eidim. Not who comes to the Dayanim. Bali Dinim come. That's the Pashtus of the Gemara, that what we're talking about is Bali Dinim. Why did most Rishonim not learn that way? Why did they turn the Gemara on the head? Why did the Bach turn the Gemara on the head? Because Mehechi Tesi, that there's a whole halacha Mipiat Urgamon. The Muki Yosef, both of his svaras, one could argue applies to Eidus, for sure the second one, in regards to the Chakira. There's no halacha of Chakira as the Bali Dinim. The first one might be Shaif to Bali Dinim. And in the Sifri, how did the Sifri understand it? The Sifri understood it in regards to Eidim. But the simple reading of the Gemara is that we're talking about Bali Dinim. So you should realize that that's going to send us into quite a tizzy to be able to try to figure out. Umeyata continues the Ritva. Who had in the Maishamru Ba'alma? So based on this, he wants to say a tremendous Chiddush. Al Pishneim Eidim Mipiyam Velo Mipiksava. To who had in the Tainas Bali Dinim? Tibayina Mipiyam Velo Mipiksava. He says something amazing. He says, if that's so then there should be a problem also of Mipi and Lelo Mipi Ksavam on that pasuk in Shoftim, Perik Yutes Pasuk Tesvav, Al Pishnai Meidim Yakum Davar. So Chazal Darshim Mipi and Lelo Mipi Ksavam. That there's a requirement that you have the Eidus Mipeh of the Eidim. So now, what's happened? We're going to turn everything on the head. To who I did the time is Balidina the Bayina Velomi Pik Sava. El Shesof Rabbi Yon Kosvin Tano Sayem. You see what's happening over here? Because of Marcus Bob on the Bays, we're going to revolutionize the Havana of Chazal of this Pasuk. How did the Sifri understand? Al Pishnai made it. He said that it's going to tell us two halachas. Number one, that you have to hear the words of the Eidim. Number two, and it can't be written. And number two, it has to be Mipiat Torgamon. Clearly, the Gemara evokes the requirement of Mipiat Torgamon, according to many Rishonim, in regards to the Bali Dinim. So now, what's going to happen is something absolutely fantastic, according to the Ritva. Tomorrow maybe we'll spend more time according to the Rambam. According to the Ritva, what's going to emerge is that the halacha of Al-Pi Shnayim Eidim is not only talking about Eidim, it's also talking about Bali Dinim. And therefore the halacha Meturgaman is also going to apply as well. Do Adin Latayim is Bali Dinim, Vino and Piyam Lo Pik Savam. El Shesof Radayon Kosvin Tano Sen. V'chein Kosav Arab Bali Yitur. Gabi Hodam Rion Perek Zebora. The Gemara Perek Zebora tells us, Beinian Malva Omer Nidan Kanshim Omer Shichtavu Tano Sen Yishlechul Bezdin. Shidonu Lehem. If one of the parties tries to send in his testimony, the Matzim Akiva Le'achavrei, his friend could have a time against him. Shalote Sanenun Shamasu Piaturgman. Vuhu Adin Pik Savam Dumyadar Mina Me Eidus. Vafla Zuadas Ain't Zel Bashokim Tanusein Lepestim. So Ritva says it doesn't mean that you can never have the Taina of the Bali Dinim written down. It can be. If they give an appearance in court and then give a written disposition, in such a case, then that would actually be considered to be peak summer. Avo binosne kisve tanosein lebezin vaomrim shem tani kimoshi kosim sham ein bekach klum. In such a case, that's not going to be a problem. Ukimoshi nagu domi pm karina bay. It's considered me pm shafilu beidim. Wow, because the same halacha applies in regards to eidim. Kosev Rashi, the Ritva's Medayik from Rashi ala Teira. You guys looked it up? It was on the Maramakomos. Shafil Beyim Kosev Rashi, me pian below the peaks of them. Shelo Yishlechu Eidusam the best and be Geres. Rashi says the problem is not a written disposition. The problem is sending in testimony. Rashi's Lashon is be Geres in a letter. Hakol Shenosin Ksuba, the best of all, Rashi Kosev Kanani Meyid, me pian Karina Bey. In such a case, it's called Mipiem if they're not sending it in as a letter. But if they come and they say that this is what I had written, then in such a case, that's not Mipik Savam. Actually, it's a misnomer. Mipiem below Mipik Savam means, according to Rashi, that they're not allowed to be Shaleach and Geres. But if they say, this is my written disposition, according to the Ritva's Havana of Rashi ala Teira, in such a case, that would be acceptable. Now let me do some exciting things with you right now, in brackets, okay? There is a famous Rambam, in Perek Gimel Halacha Dalet. I see this is going to take 2 days, because I can't resist to raise this possibility with you. It's a very famous Rambam, one of the most important Yesodos in all of Shtaros. Appears in this. It appears on this Rambam. Let me just share with you some reflections on this that relates to Mipik Savam, and it might be relevant in the future. Rabbi Eitan might have heard shiur from me on this. Did you hear a shiur from me on Shtaros? No, it was the years before. Okay, it's prior to when he came. So the Rambam in Perek Gimel Halacha Dalet writes the following. Din Taira she'ein mekablin edus loy b'dinei mamnes v'loy b'dinei nefashos elo mipia edim she'nem al pishnayim edim mipiem v'lo mipik sabim avo midivrei sofrim she'chot chindinei mamnes be'edus she'bishtar. So the Rambam has a kasha. The Rambam asks on himself, how could you ever have Eidus in a shtar? How's that shtar ever kosher? What's a shtar? A shtar is written testimony of Eidus. So you got a problem with P.M. Velomi being someone. So the Rambam is mechadesh that shtaros are midrabanan. So of course the big question is, how can you say it's midrabanan? It's kedushin, it's gerushin. What's going on in the Rambam? So this spurns a whole genre. There's a very famous Reb Chaim. There's a lot of discussion whether Reb Chaim is right. Reb Chaim's Yisodos are very, very, very important Yisodos. But that's a Rambam in Hilchos Eidus Gimel Dalet. This is a classic Reb Chaim where even if you don't accept Reb Chaim's conclusion, along the way Reb Chaim says Yisodos, Yisodos, Yisodos that are important as well. Before we do, I haven't decided whether we're going to do the Reb Chaim. But before we do the Reb Chaim himself, Taisus and Subis, someone passed my mark, Subis, I think it's on the Daf on the base. Taisus and Subis, Daf on the base, is bothered by the Rambam's question. The Rambam is bothered at the end of the day, mi p'em velo mi p'ik sava. How could it possibly be that a shtar is going to be acceptable? How is it going to be acceptable? So Taisus and Subis on the Daf on the base. Yeah. Tosa says, "Halo chashiv." Two lines from the bottom on Chaf Amid Aleph, going to Chaf Amid Beis. "Halo chashiv mipiyam velo mipik savam." It's not considered mipiyam velo mipik savam. The edim hachasumin al ashtar nasi kimishin akurei dusam bebezdin. Vavi ki ilu meidin ra'inu edus shenachkura bebezdin. The shtar is as if they are testifying and considered as if Bezdin did chakira on it. That's a chidush of shtar. That by shtar we say nasa kimi shenachurei dusam bebezdin b'dami. How did you have such a chidush? Where does such a chidush come from? All of those things require more hesber, but those are the words of Tosfos. It dawns upon me that once one has the Ritva's Havana of Rashi, that this halacha, mipiyam velo mipik savam, is not a din that written disposition is a problem. Because the Ritva understands Rashi Alatara is saying specifically a letter to Bezdin is going to be a problem. But a written disposition in court is not going to be a problem at all. If that's so, Kal v'chomer, if it's nasa kimisha nechru edusam bebezdin, so certainly it's not going to be a problem in p'em v'lo mipik savam. So Tosfos, in Ksubis, on the Chofam and Aleph, works beautifully with the Ritva's Havana of Rashi over there, that the psula mipiyam v'lo mipik savam is not a written testimony. A written testimony is acceptable. It just has to be as if these fellows came and said, this is our written disposition. And now, is that person going to be any less? Is he going to be any less than what? Is he going to be any less than the Baal Din himself? If it's not the commission after I do some of the best, then it's an even higher madrega. Then it'll work even more. So the Chura one could use, in brackets, you could use this Havana, the Ritva's Havana in Rashi, to explain this difficulty in the Rambam. Again, what emerges that's absolutely amazing over here is that the Ritva is teaching us that this halacha applies to Bali Dinim as well. So if that halacha applies to Bali Dinim, so then you have a kasha. That means you can't even have a stenographer? So the answer is no, no, no. Even when it comes to Eidus, it's going to be acceptable because of his diuk in Rashi Alatot. Continues the Ritva. Avodas Rabbi Seinu. Dikiman shalosh aninu ze ela be'edim she'en lanu ela masha omer ha-sefer. The Ramban disagrees. The Ramban says that this is incorrect. That this halacha only applies to edim. ובעדם שהוא שייק בירקל שתי אלפים לון פי התורגל ולא בפיקסם ולא בפעל דינים ועובדו דהנה לו אז היא עדם אבו ולא פירש הטעם ולא דסת ודוסם שנו פשיטה לו. Even though one would argue that the simple reading of the Gemara is the Bali Dinim, you can't say that. Because it's a Dover Pashut, Al-Pishnayim Edim is only talking about the Edim, is not talking about the Bali Dinim. Okay. Eitan, you had a hand before? Okay. So Eitan wants to argue that because the Mukhe Yosef says Mechavin Tano Seyem, that we're talking about the Bali Dinim. We're not talking about the Eidim.
And then also
now the first of all that it's a little bit difficult with what the Mukhe Yosef had said beforehand.
Yes, it's possible that there's two possibilities and the Mukhe Yosef's understanding of the Gemara is going with the first possibility.
That Sheva Yaakov Ham the Torgman Beloshon, and that would apply both to the Bali Dinim and the others. And when you say Rava is Choker Osam, you're saying that Rava is being Choker even the Bali Dinim. You want to tie into that Rava is being Choker even the Bali Dinim. So Rabosai, write it down. Eitan's possibility. I hear Eitan has a kasha on me. It's a kasha. How are you going to learn Tano Sehem? How am I going to explain Tano Sehem? At the end of the day, Tano Sehem is very, very hard to explain otherwise. On the other hand, clearly earlier, the Mukhe Yosef says the Lashon of the Eidus, and Eitan wants the Taina, that like the first day in the Ritva, that Eidus and Tainos work hand in hand, and since they work hand in hand, in such a case, then we could say that Eidus over here means that just like there's a requirement for Eidus, there's also a requirement for Bali Dinim. I hear Eitan has a kash on me when he says Mechavon Tainoseim. Tainoseim definitely sounds like we're talking about the Bali Dinim and not the Eidus. But clearly what I was really emphasizing most was from the first part, as well as Mehechi Teisi Chokerosam. When we hear the word choker, so there's no requirement of the halacha for the dayan to be choker the eidim. Now dayan can be choker the bali dinim. It's true.
Maybe when he was just discussing the damar after, when he talked about that, that was before. That was in the Mishnah. That wasn't even in our Gemara. Maybe that was
right. So that was eidim.
That's only the eidim. And now from the Gemara, assuming that it could also be the bali dinim.
Right.
The nafkumi I said before will also stand. That is enough to meet up with any spot. Then the question from later on is not a topic anymore, but that's my problem.
Good, okay. I hear, I have an open suffix. I think that one could read the Mukhe Yosef two different ways. The truth is, my way has a strong kasha. What does it mean, Mechavin Tano Sehem? How would you be mazik for that? Choker also sounds like in my direction. The Resha also sounds like in my direction. Eitan might be right that when the Mukhe Yosef starts, he's starting out with the Bali Dinim, and then later on he's talking about something else. Okay. Rashi in Sanhedrin. Let's take a look. And Sanhedrin on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. Rashi and Sanhedrin Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. Rabbi said we're setting up for tomorrow, Be'ezer Hashem. I want to set out the different shitas, and then maybe Be'ezer Hashem tomorrow put things together. Rashi Dibar Maskim Nikriya Turgum and writes the following. There the Gemara is telling us the psul of hearing it from the Meturgumar. The Gemara, two lines from the bottom on Yud Zayin Sanhedrin says, that's why the Gemara says you're supposed to know 70 languages. Says Rashi, Rashi says something amazing. Rashi says that the problem is that you're hearing Eidus from not directly from the Eid himself. So one Eid testified to another. So then in such a case, said it over to another. Then the Gemara tells us, it's a Gemara and then the Yevamos. Gemara says the Eid Mipi Eid is possible. The last Amud in the Sefer Yevamos tells us the Eid Mipi Eid is possible. So Rashi learns that's the problem via Torah, when you're not hearing it directly from the Eid himself. That's Rashi's understanding of the Torah. So let's analyze together. What's the halacha if you have an eid kosher, two eidim ksherim, that heard from two eidim ksherim? Eidus. They heard eidus, that's kosher, from another two set of eidim. Is there any lack of believability? Is there any problem in the amonus? You tell me. Reuven and Shimon are fine kosher eidim. Yehuda and Levi are fine kosher eidim. Yehuda and Levi hear from Reuven and Shimon. And then they come into court and they testify. Would there be a problem in the amonus? The Nemuki Yosef's issues. Do either of them apply when it comes to 8 mp 8? Do any of those issues apply? Shema Yachlif Aturkma Veloshin Eidus? Kishiyishmu 8 mp 8 im Yitachin Lam Lachkor Osam Yoser? Maybe the second. But the first for sure not. The first for sure not. 8 mp 8 doesn't have the problem of a lack of believability. What's the problem of 8 mp 8? It's Xeris HaKosov. It's Xeris HaKosov in Haggadah BeBezdin. That the halacha is that the Eidus has to be said in Bezdin itself. Rav Zsolti Tainis beautifully. If you learn, according to the Shita of Rashi and Sanhedrin, that the problem in Piyat Urgamon is not a halacha in Mipik Savon. And it's not a halacha like Mipik Sava. And it's not a halacha of the Nemuki Yosef, let's say the first Svara, of Chshash Sheker. But rather it's a halacha of Hagodas Eidus BeBezdin. Eidus has to be said in Bezdin itself. It can't be said somewhere else. So then in such a case, is it so far-fetched to say that the same halacha applies to Baalei Dinim as well? There's a halacha, mi baal dvarim yigash aleihem, that the Baalei Dinim also have to give their statements in court. Is the halacha of mi pi haturgamon a halacha in the chshash sheker like the Muke Yosef Bayal seems to explain? So then in such a case, then there's room to say that it'll only apply when it comes to the Eidim. But if it's a halacha in what's supposed to be done in Bezdin, so then in such a case, that applies also to the Baalei Dinim as well. There's halacha that Baalei Dinim are also supposed to give their claims in Bezdin as well. And maybe in such a case, there's a problem in Piyat Urgamon. Eid, one could argue, is a chisaron in that. Is a chisaron in that the eidus wasn't done in Bezdin. Then there's also a requirement that the Baalei Dinim has to be done in Bezdin. Im kainim advarim, so we could point out there are actually going to be many different shitas over here. Notice, now here let me get your brains rolling. Does the Rambam agree with the first day in the Ritva? So I'm actually looking for a nuanced response. Does the Rambam agree with the first day of the Ritva? The first day of the Ritva says that there's a problem of Baalei Dinim, just like there's a problem of the Eidim. that's what the Rambam says that's what the Ritva says. The Rambam, what did the Rambam teach us in Perek of Aleph Halacha Ches Eidus? What did the Rambam say? The Rambam taught us that we've got a problem of what? We've got a problem of Mipi HaTurgamon even by the Baal Edinim. That was what the Bach pointed out. He didn't learn the Gemara like the Ramban, like the Yeshiva of the Ramban, like ultimately the way the Ritva likes to learn. But could you be medayeg? Does the Rambam hold that the halach over here is that the Baal Edinim are possible for the same reason that the first day in the Ritva said it was possible? So Rav Zsolti points out beautifully. He says, no, the Rambam's a different track. How do I know the Rambam's a different track? Why, according to the first day, is there a problem? What's the chisaron of the first day, according to the Ritva? What's the chisaron here? You tell me, what's the chisaron according to the first day? Yes, Aaron?
He doesn't focus on the drasha of Al-Piedim. He ignores it.
The chisaron over here is that there's halacha Al-Piedim, and that halacha of Al-Piedim also applies to Baal Edinim as well. And just like there's halacha mipiem v'lo mipiksavam, there's halacha mipi torgamon, that applies to the Dayan, the Baal Edinim, as well as the Edim. All of those halachas go into one category. All of that falls into one category. The Rambam in Perek Chaf Aleph, halacha ches, did the Rambam make any mention of the halacha mipiem v'lo mipiksavam? Absolutely no reference to it. Let's look back at Benji's Rambam again. I'm sorry, Benji. You have the Ozvahadar, I think, in the back. That's okay. In Perek of Aleph Halacha Ches. In Sanhedrin, I just turned to Avis. Lo yadayin shomea mipi haturgamon. Elim keno yimaki loshen baal edin v'shomen tanoseyan. What's the Rambam discussing over here? He's discussing the halachas of Edim? Is the Rambam discussing the halachas of Edim over here? Absolutely not. The Rambam's only talking about the halachas of baal edinim. Only the halachas of baal edinim. How the Dayanim are supposed to hear the claims of the Baal Edinim. Halacha Zayin. Also the Dayan Lishmoa Dover Echami Baal Edinim Kong Shiyavo Chavero. Halacha Ches, we have that he needs to be Shomea from their mouths. Tes, he needs to be Mishanos Tanosayin. He needs to repeat them to show that he understands. Halacha Yud. Minayin l'dayin shelo yasem melitz l'dvar v'shal baal edin. Shenemar midvar sheker tircha. He's not supposed to help him out. These are halachos of hearing the tainas of the baal edin. He has to hear it mamish from them. According to the Rambam, maybe there's no problem from the Sifri whatsoever at all. The Sifri says the halacha al pi shnayim edim o shlosh edim says v'lo mipi haturgamon v'lo mipi ksavam. That's a halacha that edus has to be done directly into the ears of the dayanim. The Ritva wanted to be b'chadesh, a tremendous chiddush from the Baal Itur, that all of these halachos apply to the Baal Edinim. No! It has nothing to do with that halacha. The Sifri only told us this halacha in regards to Edim. Al-Pishnayim Eino Shosh Edim. But what, according to the Rambam, is a problem? According to the Rambam, it's another. It's one of the halachos of Shmias Hadayonim. It's not a halacha of Al-Pishnai Medim of Mipiyam V'lo Mipiksavam like the halacha of Mipiyat Torgamon. That category. No! That drush is only talking about Edim. The Rambam is telling us a different halacha. Now, where does the Rambam's halacha come from? That's a separate issue that we're going to need to continue with tomorrow. But what does emerge is then we have not two shitas over here. We have at least three shitas. Number one, we have the shita of the Ritva, who says that whatever halacha is applied to Edom applies to Bali Dinim as well. We then have the Ramban. He says, what are you talking about? Our Gemara is only talking about the Edom. It's not talking about Bali Dinim. In Svara, who makes more sense? The second Deya. Textually, in the Gemara, who makes more sense? The first Deya. Sounds like it's the Bali Dinim. The Rambam comes along, and the Rambam doesn't put this together with the halachos mipiyam v'lo mipiksavam. He doesn't have this next to halacha of edus that needs to be shalom mipiyat Torah Gemara. The Rambam puts it in Perichaf Aleph and Ilchas Sanhedrin with all halachas of shmias tainas habalei dinim. On the one hand, the Rambam is going to be elegant. On the one hand, he's going to go with the pashtus of our Gemara that we're talking about, the Bali Dinim. On the other hand, he's not going to be meshubed to the wild chidush that the Ritva can't imagine of the Yesh Mefarshim to put together the halachas of Bali Dinim and the Dayanim, Mehechi Tesi. The pasuk is talking about the Bali Dinim and the Edim, The pasuk is only talking about the Edim. It's not talking about that. And therefore, the Rambam's not going to need to go into this whole big chidush like the Shita of Rashi. That the halacha of mipiyam v'lo mipiksavam is only shaleach igeres lebezdin. Maybe the halacha is not only by shaleach igeres lebezdin. It's a beferish in Gemara that the Bali Dinim are allowed to write down their written disposition. This is a separate halacha. The Bali Dinim and the Edim. Most Mefarshim, like the Rambam we pointed out in Perek Gimel Halacha Dalet Hilchas Eidus, understand that a written disposition in court will be a problem of Mipiyam V'lo Mipiksavam by Eidim. By Bali Dinim it works, because by Bali Dinim there the Rambam has a different Makar. The Rambam's working totally differently. What's the Rambam's Makar? So Halacha, I don't have the Rambam's Makar yet. But Gemara, I do. You know what's the Rambam's Makar? Makis Davavah. Talking about Bali Dinim. But what are the things that we need to work out now? Let's leave off a bunch of questions that we need to pound for tomorrow. Number one, I want to come back to the Mufiyosef of the Mufiyosef Sfaris. Number two, I want to understand, in our summary, I didn't even make reference to Shitas Rashi and Sanhedrin Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. What to do with the fact that Rashi says that Mipiyat Torgma is a problem in Eid Mipiyat. Where does that fall? I also want to understand, even though we have a Gemara for the Rambam, and the Rambam at the end of the day is going to be smooth, that the Rambam is never going to put the halacha Bali Dinim and Eidim together like this first Deya does, what's the Rambam's Makar? What's the Gemara's Makar? Where is there a requirement is that the Dayanim have to hear Mipi Abali Dinim? That also needs to be understood. What's the Makar? Simply a Gemara needs more. It needs some type of drasha in Chazal. A slight reference to the Gemara is not going to be enough. Where does the Muki Yosef fall? Is it true what I alluded to before, that the Rambam Lashitaso might reject Rashi's Havana of Mipi and Velo Mipi Ksavam? That's Tafka Shaleach Igeres Lebezdin. It would actually fit in beautifully. I didn't finish this off, but it would fit in beautifully with the Rambam in Hilchos Eidus, Parakim Alach Adalit, where the Rambam says that every shtar should be a problem of the Mipiyam V'lo Mipiksavam. Because the Rambam doesn't go with that chidush. And the Rambam's not going to hold a written disposition of Edom in court will work. Is that so true? So this Be'ezer Hashem are all the things that we have to pick up with tomorrow, Be'ezer Hashem. So that's what we'll continue doing. And then we're going to go on there's a very involved sugya with the Rishonim, but we're going to do it quickly. I want to do it in one day because we're running out of time. We're going to do one day involved the Tuvia. Then another day we're going to do the halacha of Schusa Shel Eretz Yisrael, and then another day the Chol Plach to Plach with the Chol Mir Beir, and then there's these Tosas and the Sof. Hayom Kotzer Hamalacha Berubah. Could someone please pass me a Mishnah Brura? Thank you very much. Okay. Now do halacha.